Go. That's the unmistakable sound of Benny Carter, great jazz saxophonist whose career spanned some 80 years, starting in the late 20s, making it all sound so easy there in a composition of his own aptly named Rambling in C, recorded in 1937. It's Benny Carter today on At the Jazz Band Ball, and I think you're going to like the music that we have. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. Thanks for coming along. Devoted to early jazz from the 1920s through the 40s. I'm Kevin McLaughlin, and our subject this week, Benny Carter, alto saxophonist, arranger, trumpet player. He's one who really thrived during this high period of jazz, but then stuck around for many years. Let's start out with Benny from his early days, playing as a sideman in groups in and around New York City, some led by Don Redman. From 1929, let's hear Plain Dirt, McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Thank you. Plain Dirt with a young Benny Carter contributing alongside some real legends as part of McKinney's Cotton Pickers, an unfortunate name, but a great band. That was from 1929. We heard Don Redman as leader and Benny Carter on clarinet and alto sax. Coleman Hawkins was there on tenor, Joe Smith on trumpet, Fats Waller back there on the piano, and John Nesbitt did the arranging. Well, Benny Carter was born August 8, 1907 in New York City, lived 93 years, passing away in Los Angeles in 2003. His father was a guitarist, his mother played organ and piano, and Benny was one of those, like Fats Waller, whose mother was his first piano teacher. As a child, Benny Carter wanted to play the trumpet and bought one after 37 weeks of saving his money. But then he took it home and he found out he couldn't master it right away. So he took it back and he traded it for a C melody saxophone, which he found a little bit easier. And then later he turned to alto sax, and we're glad he did. We're going to keep it moving here. This is a couple of recordings Benny did as a sideman with the Chocolate Dandies, sometimes called the Little Chocolate Dandies or other variations. Basically a pickup group, including the likes of Rex Stewart on cornet, Claude Jones trombone, Don Redman again, alto sax and vocals, Benny Carter on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins tenor sax, and Fats Waller again on piano. Here's How I Feel Today, also from 1929. Listen for Benny Carter's solo on alto sax after Fats Waller's longer piano solo. Then we'll hear Six or Seven Times with a pretty silly vocal trio in the middle. It's J.C. Higginbottom, Don Redman, and Benny Carter joining voices. And by the way, the main tune on Six or Seven Times may sound familiar to you. At least it did to me. I'll make a guess on the other side. Here's That's How I Feel Today and Six or Seven Times, the Chocolate Dandies. Thank you.
never satisfied, won't let me be until she gets that certain thing from me. Six or seven times. That certain thing I mean is daddy's years. And does it burn that mama up with bliss? She never cools until I give her this. Six or seven times.
Six or Seven Times with the Chocolate Dandies, actually the Little Chocolate Dandies in this iteration, with Benny Carter playing alto sax and even singing as part of the vocal trio. And before that, we heard That's How I Feel Today, same group, same year, 1929. An all-star ensemble including Don Redman, leader and vocals, Rex Stewart, cornet, Claude Jones, trombone, Benny Carter on alto and singing, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, and J.C. Higginbottom also contributing to the vocal trio. So that theme, Six or Seven Times, to me sounds an awful lot like, well, let me just play it. Here's the Chocolate Dandies version again, and then the way it appears about 10 years later, at least to my ears. Okay, I've had my fun. 1 o'clock Jump, the famous Count Basie theme song from 1937. So I think at least somebody in the band had been in New York City to hear the Chocolate Dandies in 1929. And we're sampling the artistry of Benny Carter today on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. There's at least one other Carter Basie connection that maybe is worth pointing out. Carter joined McKinney's Codpickers in 1931, and thanks to his growing reputation as an arranger, he sold charts on the side to musicians such as Benny Moten in Kansas City, where Count Basie was a member. Benny Carter learned to arrange by trial and error, he said, and he would just get down on his hands and knees and then look at the existing charts. And then he'd write out individual parts, like the first trumpet part and then the lead saxophone, which, of course, he said, is the hard way. And it was quite some time, he said, before I knew what a score was. By 1930, Benny Carter was contributing arrangements and playing saxophone in the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, which was really the premier jazz band in the country at the time. Here are two of those, both from 1930, Keep a Song in Your Soul and Chinatown, My Chinatown. Here's Fletcher Henderson. ¶¶ That was Fletcher Henderson's orchestra with a young Benny Carter in the sax section in Chinatown, My Chinatown, and before that, Keep a Song in Your Soul, both from 1930, and both Benny Carter arrangements. In his book on early jazz, Gunther Schuller writes that it is in Benny Carter's 1930 Keep a Song in Your Soul that we find the final key to the Fletcher Henderson style. The answer lay in syncopation. And he writes that Carter obviously found the long-sought-after solution for making the band swing. We've been listening to the easy mastery of Benny Carter today on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. I want to give a shout out to the Syncopated Times, which is just an excellent source of historical and current information about jazz. I consult it pretty regularly when putting together these shows. Syncopated Times is the only monthly newspaper that I know of focused on hot jazz, ragtime, and swing music. Each issue includes original feature stories, interviews with the current artists, and some pretty interesting history lessons. I think you'll want to check it out. Take a look at syncopatedtimes.com. Well, Benny Carter soon struck out on his own and led the first of several bands under his own name. He also picked up the trumpet again during the early 30s and was recording solos with that instrument after only 2 years. In 1932, Carter formed his first orchestra with a top-notch ensemble that included tenor saxophonist Chu Berry, pianist Teddy Wilson, drummer Sid Catlett, and trombonist Dickie Wells. Here's Benny and his Harlem Club Orchestra in what would become one of his signature tunes, Symphony in Riffs, from 1933. Benny Carter and his Harlem Club Orchestra and Symphony in Riffs, 1933. That featured the piano playing, by the way, of Teddy Wilson. And it was not Benny Goodman, but Benny Carter who brought Teddy Wilson to New York. Well, Benny Carter told an interviewer, "I first heard Teddy when I was touring with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra. We had a night off, and I went to Woonsocket, Rhode Island to hear Speed Webb's band. Well, Webb had this remarkable 18-year-old pianist, Teddy Wilson, and I kept him in mind. And 2 years later, in 1933, with some encouragement from John Hammond, I drove to Chicago with a friend, and we brought Teddy to New York. In 1935, Benny Carter moved to London, where he was a staff arranger for the BBC Dance Orchestra, also recorded in several European countries, including England, France, and a couple of Scandinavian countries. Carter's Waltzing the Blues from 1936, which is what we'll hear next, was a hit in Europe, then in the U.S. It's one of the very first jazz waltzes. It's Benny Carter and his swing quartet, and we get to hear Benny Carter playing tenor sax on this, as well as trumpet. Gene Rogers is at the piano, Bernard Addison guitar, George Elric drums. And then we'll hear the same group, same year, in When Lights Are Low, Elizabeth Welch sings. Thank you.
hearts revealing. Music hath charms, life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when life's hollow?
Two Benny Carter compositions. We heard Benny Carter and his swing quartet all the way from London, England. We heard When Lights Are Low, featuring the American singer Elizabeth Welch. And before that, the very first jazz waltz, so I'm told, Waltzing the Blues, both from 1936. Well, because of his quiet, go-about-your-business manner, we don't think of Benny Carter as a radical or being on the front lines of social change, but in a couple of important ways, that's exactly where Benny Carter was. In 1936, Carter became a band leader for the first interracial, multinational band when living and working in Europe. And in 1944, Carter and his wife Inez purchased a home in Los Angeles from owners who had signed an agreement to prevent blacks or any non-white person from moving into the neighborhood. Well, Carter brought a lawsuit and eventually won his case in 1948 in Shelley versus Kramer. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that restrictive covenants, such as discrimination in housing practices, were unenforceable. We've got just enough time for one more, and I would be remiss if I didn't play for you Cow Cow Boogie, maybe Benny Carter's most famous composition. We'll get to that in just a second, but I first want to invite you to make requests for what you'd like to hear on upcoming shows. We'd love to play your special requests, but if you could stick to the format, that would be great. Jazz from the 20s through the 40s. And the recording should be available either via a link or on disc. And as always, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to see those reviews on our Apple podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I also have a new direct email for the show. It's at thejazzbandball4@gmail.com. And you can always reach me or comment on our Substack page. It's kevinmclaughlin.substack.com. Well, during World War II, Carter had a hit with Cow Cow Boogie, a kind of country boogie crossover, music by Don Ray and lyrics by Benny Carter. And here is that hit version recorded by Ella Mae Morse with Freddie Slack and his orchestra in 1942. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Out on the plains, down your Santa Fe, I met a cowboy right in the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come-a-ta-ay-ay, come-a-ta-yip-ta-ly-ay-ay. Get along, get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. the strangest way. Come a die, yippee, aye, singing his cowboy song. He's just too much. He's got a knocked out western accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half breed, singing his cow cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip, tie.
You've been listening to At the Jazz Band Ball, a podcast devoted to early jazz from the 1920s through the 40s. Our theme, as usual, is Delta Serenade from Duke Ellington's band. This is Kevin McLaughlin coming to you from Cleveland, Ohio.